You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. New one there from a brand new band, Male Gaze, with the track Gale Maze, self-titled LP just released on Castle Face, featuring former members of Mayors, Blasted Canyons, and The Mall, amongst a few others, lesser-known bands. Great new record from that new four piece. Got lots of great new music to play for you this week. Brand new stuff from Home Blitz, their highly anticipated new LP just released on Richie Records. A brand new one from Obnox, about his second release this year at least. A new 12 inch from CCR Head Cleaner. Another new one from Pheromones related project called Acolytes. Nothing Sus, great new band, somewhat just discovered, featuring bandmates from Total Control, Eddie Kern's Suppression Ring, and some Usual Suspects over there. Great stuff from Australia as well. Some stuff coming out from France. Digging deep this week. Up next, we have Sauna Youth, a British band who have a split 7-inch with Monotony. Looks to be self-released. This track here is called Transmitters. You're listening to Sauna Youth on the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the tension mounts, the web of security tightens as we await the arrival of Ralph Records recording artists, The Residents.
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. Doxa and CITR 101.9 FM present Theory of Obscurity, a film about The Residents. This Monday, May 4th at the Cinematheque, followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker Don Hardy. Filmmaker Don Hardy, along with noted Residents bands such as Penn Jillette, Simpsons creator Matt Groening, and Jerry Casale of Devo, dive deep into the archives. Monday, May 4th at 8:50. This screening is brought to you by CITR.
Hey, you! Stop! Stop there! You! Who are you?
I'm a local musician.
I've never seen you.
Well, we've never actually played a show.
You should submit to Music Waste.
What's that?
Music Waste is a local music festival taking place throughout East Vancouver from June 4th to 7th, welcoming submissions from all musical genres and bands with varying levels of experience. Not a musician? You can also submit to Art Waste, a collaborative art festival presented by Music Waste. Submissions are open until April 17th. To submit, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there, All the Weathers from Hobart, Australia, with the track OH and Yes, from a CD actually released via Vacant Valley. That album's called Living in a Shadow. UVTV before that from Chicago, with Only Matters When from a demo download you can get from their Bandcamp via High Fashion Industries. Le Chemin de la Honte before that with Trois Sœurs. I'm just terrible at French here. I think that means sisters, three sisters. From their self-titled LP on Danger Records. They are from France. That album's actually not out yet. Will be released mid-May in 2015. Wet Dog before that from the UK with their third LP, Divine Times, released via Upset the Rhythm. The name of that track was Message. And Sauna Youth starting off that set with Transmitters from a self-released 7-inch split with Monotony. Right now we're going to check out a band here called Alpha Hopper. They also have a forthcoming LP due this summer. They're from Buffalo, New York. This track here is called 85315. You're listening to Alpha Hopper on the Pop Drones show.
Yeah. CITR listeners, thank you again for your continuing support. Because of your generous donations and assistance, CITR rose over $42,000 for our annual fund drive. We'd also like to give thanks to our many sponsors. These sponsors donated a substantial amount to CITR's fund drive through prizes which have found their way into the hands of our listeners. CITR thanks Live Nation, Blueprint Events, Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Sub Pop Records, Random House, Rogue Folk Club, Sled Island, Future Noise Limited, Mute Records, Herschel Supply Company, Timber Concerts, and all those who gave their generous support. CITR thanks you. Thank you.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there, Acolytes, with a self-titled LP on Alter. That track was called Diatribe, featuring appearances from Dee Bulger, who also plays in the Pheromones and the Bomber Jackets. Civil Union before that with My Father Below from an MP3 only album entitled the same thing, My Father Below. That's you can get it from their Bandcamp. That's a band from Auckland, New Zealand. Nothing Sus before that, a somewhat new project from Mikey Young from Total Control, Eddie Current, Suppression Ring, the Steve Albini of Australia. Fraser is Dead is the name of that track, and it's taken from a soundtrack called The Mule, released on Remote Control. It's just on CD right now, but vinyl LP release forthcoming. A bunch of stuff from Nothing Sus on that, and a few other bands from the Australia region. Kitchen's Floor with a brand new 7-inch on their own label, Eternal Soundcheck, and Paradise Daily. A little split there. Two labels from the same band. Resident Dregs is the name of that track. Sacred Product, right before that, with Green Is Just a Color from a recent cassette compilation called Inhalation Compilation, released on X Records. And Alpha Hopper starting off that set with 85315 from a forthcoming and yet to be titled LP to be released this summer. They're from Buffalo, New York. Got a new one here from Home Blitz from New Jersey, I believe. This is their second record. They have a handful of great 7-inches and stuff out as well. The new album's called Foremost and Fair, and this track is called I'm the Key. You're listening to Home Blitz on the Pop Drones Show.
Talking was inane at the bar and party. No one really stayed at the bar and party. The food was not ideal at the bar and party. The jokes were very bad. We'll be right back.
Brookers, you listen to CITR on 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there, Ob Nox, who is continuing his onslaught of releases, a brand new record called No America, just released on Ever Never, following up a record released a few months back, and he's got a new project, a duo called Blacks, as well. We played that on the show a few weeks back. That track was called Lifelong Vine. Right before that, English band Black Time, with the track The Winged Serpent from their newest LP, Aerial Globs of Love, released on Forbjunda Lejud, Fright Eye. Right before that, Danish band with the track Invade from their self-titled 12-inch, released on a Danish label, Shored Wood. The Trendies, right before that as well, with Boring Party from their Bandcamp album, We Are Sonic Art. It's a New Zealand-based band, Homeblit, starting off that set with I'm the Key from their new LP, Foremost and Fair, released via Richie Records. Right now we got a track here from California psych punk punkers, CCR Head Cleaner. They have a brand new 12-inch called Coke Smoker. That's a split release between Pollen Season and Stale Heat. This track's called Outside of Design. You're listening to CCR Head Cleaner on the Pop Drones show.
Thank you. Signore e signori, ho il piacere di cantarvi una dolce storia d'amore. Perché ora non sono più solo, ora vivo con essa.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show, getting ready to sign off. Last track there, Austin, Texas band Quitinner Pack with the track Bleed Out from their new LP, Dead September, released on Rural Isolation Project. Macno before that, Italian musician with a new LP called The Third Season. It's a four-way release between a bunch of labels. His name is Paolo Cantu, for those that want to know. Also play with The Demo, Suzuki Network, and Reese Chatham. CCR Head Cleaner before that with Outside of Design from their Coke Smoker 12-inch split release between Pollen Season and Stale Heat. One last track here for you before I sign off. Lightning Bolt, brand new album, Fantasy Empire, released on Load. This track here is called The Metal East. Thanks for listening this week, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday, 10 a.m. with 90 minutes of new music. Here's Lightning Bolt for ya.
This is Cited, the only podcast with a bibliography.
Cited is a show about how the ivory tower shapes our world, sometimes in troubling ways. I'm Gordon Caddick.
And I'm Sam Fenn. So far this year, we've told you lots of stories about debates in the academic community. But on today's show, we're going to look at two academic consensuses. There's an old consensus that humans are causing climate change. You've probably heard of that one. But now there's a growing consensus you probably haven't heard of, the solution. Researchers all across Canada have come up with a simple plan to solve this enormous problem. But will the politicians listen?
Climate change might be the issue that has the single widest gulf between academics and the government. Basically, every natural scientist thinks that Canada needs to do way more to reduce its emissions.
But this is probably stuff you already know. There are lots of climate change stories in the news, and it can be depressing to hear these stories over and over. And it turns out, it's depressing for academics, too.
So, no, it's not fun. And I didn't start with this knowledge either. I started thinking the glaciers would be around forever and that we were that they were just a source of delight to people in the mountains.
This is Gary Clark. He's a glaciologist. He started studying glaciers in the 1960s.
Back then, no one worried about the glaciers melting. It was around 1980 that changed. Now Gary's job is to watch the things he studies slowly disappear.
Professor Clark just published a paper that shows BC and Alberta's glaciers are rapidly melting. He projects that by the year 2100, they'll be up to 80 to 90% gone. And not long after that, they could be completely gone. Even if we made drastic cuts to our emissions starting today, the projections still don't look great.
The best case scenario, the one that seems politically infeasible right now, is still going to get a 60% loss?
Yes, that's right. That's the good news. Yeah.
This must be really difficult as a glaciologist publishing a study that says they might be gone by 2100.
You're perfectly right. It's not pleasing. I, in fact, don't enjoy this work. We don't like giving bad news, and we're demoralized to think that things we think are beautiful and delights in the landscape, scientific curiosities and everything else will actually be not part of the future of our own grandchildren.
British Columbia's rivers, like the Columbia River, depend on glacier melts to flow evenly. If the glaciers disappear, it could have dire consequences for those rivers and British Columbia's economy.
But Professor Clark says that this problem is just the tip of the iceberg. Or you might say the tip of the glacier. It's one event in a series of cascading events.
Things are going to be quite bad at 2100 if we hold to what we're doing. There'll be food scarcity. There'll be water scarcity. These are things we care about. Now, these kinds of imbalances, nature has a way of restoring balance. It's by making sacrifices. And, human civilization could be on the line in terms of the kinds of sacrifices that will be offered up.
Here's how Professor Clark projected this. He took the UN forecasts for carbon emissions and averaged them out. Then he used a computer model to see how the extra greenhouse gases would impact glacial melts. But there's one important variable in this calculation.
We don't really know how humans are going to behave in the future. So will we be cautious about adding CO2 and greenhouse gases to the atmosphere, or will we be reckless? For now, reckless looks like the right answer, but we're hoping that things are changing fast enough to make a difference.
The UN came up with four projections. The first is called RCP 2.6. Now, that would be drastically reducing emissions right away. And the final is called RCP 8.5. That would be hedonistically burning oil to our heart's content.
Clark says the glaciers will stop shrinking by 2100 if we commit to RCP 2.6. But anything above 2.6 and they disappear completely.
So we got to start right now. All this investment in mega projects for transport, exploitation, discovery of fossil fuels is completely misguided.
Mm-hmm. but it's easier said than done. There is still a lot of skepticism about climate change. That's the topic of a